you run off an agenda up front.
I sure did. I said on the table.
I've got it right here, Danny. This is going to be ready. I'm going to call this meeting back to order here. And there is the next two things on the item on the agenda is Cody Systems letter and UniFirst customer service agreement, which our counselor is reviewing, and he has asked to postpone till 1 p.m. I think you're just looking for the legal, some of the legal tweaking, correct?
Right.
The Cody system letter is basically, just for those listening, is the document that Cody has given to us, Cody software being the software that goes into their, for dispatch for the communication system. They have given all entities a 12-month free maintenance contract, and we've asked them to put it in letter in a document that actually says that they're...
The purchasing director was ill the last couple of days of last week, and I didn't see it until
right.
this morning.
So that's what that's going to be, is just a letter stating that they have actually waived the maintenance fees for 12 months for Taney County and all the entities. And the other one is a UniFirst customer service agreement, which is, I believe...
The MATS,
yes, which is just it's a buildings and grounds contract, pretty standard there. But then, so I'm going to move that we postpone to a definite time of 1 p.m. for Cody Systems letter and UniFirst customer service agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, and those will be at 1 o'clock. The next item is the tower lease agreement, which I have up here. Bob, I think you asked.
There are four corrections of a typographical nature only. There's a party that should say parties and somewhere where it says fun instead of fund.
Okay.
But other than that, it's in good form, and I will make those corrections for Mr. Hausman's signature.
For those listening in the audience and on the internet, can you kind of just briefly say what the subject is?
This tower lease agreement is one that we've entered into on an annual basis for the last several years, and it's to locate a repeater for the sheriff's radio system so that they can get in contact with people in certain areas. And we've rented this space from the owner of that tower for the last several years. This year, I made it a three-year contract so that we don't have to come back annually. That's the only difference between this year and other years, and that's what it's about. And the price is
$500 a year.
Okay.
And it's basically a three-year contract with annual renewals, correct?
It's a three-year contract, and then you can renew it after the three
correct.
Years okay. on an annual basis.
I see. I read that wrong. So. All right. Well, with that, I'll move that we approve the tower lease agreement with the corrections that Counselor has just mentioned and authorize Ron Hausman to sign.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And this is yours, Jillian. The next item on the list is the subscription and dues, which, Bob, I believe you placed on the agenda?
That's correct. You approved in the budget the money for Westlaw. Mr. Hausman had told me last week, well, just order it. If we approved it in the budget.
Right.
And I just wanted to come to you and get approval today for that and for the dues, which are a little over $300.
So the Westlaw was $4,000?
$4,200 or $4,400. It's in the budget.
Right. I remember budgeting specifically. It's what we normally, for all the legal research that you do.
Just a motion to approve. It's the same. It's essentially the same program as this year, a little updated.
So Westlaw.
Is that higher, Bob, than it has been in the past?
Maybe a couple of $100.
It was $4,000 last year.
I don't know that it went up any, actually.
I don't.
If it did, it went up a couple of $100.
Okay. So I'm going to move that we approve the Westlaw subscription and any dues and fees associated with that.
Well, actually, the dues are the bar dues.
Bar dues. I'm sorry. Westlaw subscription fee and the bar dues. That's my motion.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and second by Commissioner Strahan. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And then the next item on the agenda is the economic development. I'm going to postpone that because Mr. Hausman was the integral part of posting it. So we're just going to have to reschedule that when we get his health, when we know when he'll be back here. So So that's all the items we have on a formal line item. What we have left now, Commissioner Strain, is any work session on personnel policy, main process, and courthouse policy. If there's anything you have on your mind.
Not on this, and I don't know the way that it's posted. We've got it as we've been going through all that.
I see it. I wrote over it, so it's at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So then it looks like we have done everything. Jillian, have I got everything covered?
Got everything covered.
Okay. So just for those listening, we'll come back at 1 o'clock. Have our two contract reviews. We'll have a work session on personnel policy, meeting process, and courthouse policy, public comment and document retention, which is basically going through old boxes of files and making sure we retain all that we're required by law, the 1 year and the 5 year, depending on what it is. And
I wonder if we shouldn't go ahead and post that for
Wednesday?
Yes.
We can just repost that, Jillian.
If we find a date, because there's a lot of that stuff up there and it needs to be gone through, and a lot of maps and things like that that are.
Why don't you repost it? I don't believe we have anything till 10 o'clock tomorrow on Wednesday, so let's post it for 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, we probably won't go on in the session. That what we're doing for those listening is that we're upstairs in chairs and hallways going through boxes of paper. So let's just post it for 8 o'clock on Wednesday.
Are the commission going to be attending the F Highway 160 properties? That meeting is 10.
That's the sewer board, correct?
The one before that, sir. If you'll see.
No, the F Highway 160 is a. Who posted that? Do you have
that? That has to do with maybe Buddy Roll.
It's ambulance district.
Yeah, we'll be in that. We'll be.
That's what I thought.
But that's here.
That's going to be here.
So the sewer district board is going to have their meeting over at the sewer?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We had that changed. And
okay.
They will come back at 1 as usual.
All right.
And you guys are meeting with them at 2, right?
At 2.
We're meeting with them at 2. Okay. So, yes, the 10 o'clock here. So let's post at 8 o'clock the document retention. That way it gives us 2 hours in the morning upstairs.
Okay.
On Wednesday. And I'm sure there'll be more things posted as the week goes on. So with that, we'll call a recess until 1 o'clock.